हेलो प्रणाम नमस्कार पंचतत्व गर्ल, एक सोच एक आवाज एक बार फिर से आपके साथ एंड यू आर लिसनिंग टू प्रगुण तत्व टॉक्स माय ग्रीन पॉडकास्ट। लेटली देयर वाज अ पीस ऑफ न्यूज व्हिच आई रेड अबाउट एन इनिशिएटिव दैट प्रमोट्स क्लॉथ बैग्स ओवर डिस्पोजेबल प्लास्टिक्स। वाओ, दैट्स रियली नाइस, इजंट इट? Non-governmental organizations Makkal Sakthi Iyakkam and Thanneer began the new year with an eco-awareness campaign to promote the use of cloth bags. How thoughtful! Wow! They titled it Illam Thedi Thunnipai, which means cotton bag at your doorstep. And the campaign was launched with the distribution of these cloth bags at Punnamalai Railway Ground. I really love this news. We all know cloth bags come with a lot of advantages. They are biodegradable, so they do not pollute the environment. They are capable of carrying more things because they are sturdy. And they can be reused over and over again. So with all the awareness surrounding cotton cloth bags, can you guess what we have in Green Talks today? Curious? Well, guys, today I have with me someone who, with his partner, decided to quit their jobs to return to their hometown, Madurai, and start an eco-friendly venture. So let's welcome Krishnan Subramanian to Green Talks to know more about their bag journey. Hello, Krishnan. Welcome to Green Talks.
Hello, 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 everybody.
How are you today?
I'm good. It's a bright day today.
So glad to have you on Green Talks. Well, a bit about Krishnan and Gauri. Krishnan Subramanyam and Gauri Gopinath were having their corporate jobs in Bangalore and Chennai. And they longed to return to their hometown, Madurai, and embrace a minimalist lifestyle. And there began the journey of Yellow Bag Foundation that sells traditional manjapai or yellow bags to encourage people to switch to cloth bags. You can read more about their initiative on their site, www.theyellowbag.org. With a wonderful mantra on their site that says that Yellow Bag is building a product for a better world. No wonder. They are taking conscious steps, causing no harm to the planet and people. And they consider business a tool to create a fair and equal society. Such a wonderful thought. So Krishnan, I really loved the beginning that you started this journey by first creating awareness among friends and family to switch to cloth bags. Tell us a bit more about how it all began. And also I'm curious to know why the name Yellow Bag.
Yes. Yeah, so my wife and I, we hail from Madurai. We got our, you know, basic education done here. And then we moved on to multiple cities, typically large corporate jobs. I think it was at a certain point when we started thinking about, we had our daughter, right? And when she was around 1.5 years old, that's when we started thinking a little more about what kind of a planet that my daughter is going to live. Like, what is that we are doing that would make a better place for my daughter's generation and generations to come? Quite philosophical at that moment, but I think it was more to do with the transformation from an adult to a parent. I'm glad that at that time we also started connecting or knowing people who are part of a lot of many other environment related activities. And we got exposed to the state of our planet. But all these things are good. We wanted to start with something at our home, the very first step that we can do. Mm-hmm. At that moment was looking at how we carry things. So we were so used to plastic bags at that time, and we did not, like most of us, we had no emotions to a plastic bag.
Right.
After knowing this, then we got a little more sensitive about the bags we use. We started using cloth bags. And we both come from Madurai, and Madurai is a city. As we were growing up, we have seen many women, like our own cousins, our own aunties, stitching cloth bag at home.
Okay.
So it was always a very basic household activity, and which was actually getting them, helping them to earn money for the children's education.
Okay.
Gauri's mother used to do it. I have seen a lot of people. Uh-huh. So somewhere it connected to us that by making more people convinced to the idea of cloth bag, we can actually get this idea of reusable cloth bags harder with more people, reach mm-hmm. more people. On another side, we'll be able to create employment for more women in the field. So after that idea stepped in, we couldn't resist acting on it. So mm-hmm. within a year, then we moved into this is our full-time work. We started Yellow Bag, and the name Yellow Bag, as you asked about, is a very it just happened, but I think if I kind of rewind and look into why it happened, Yellow Bag carries a lot of values in it. Say in South, in Tamil Nadu as well as in some other states, for every auspicious function like a marriage or a temple festival, or even if you go to buy a silk sari or a jewelry for a marriage or an auspicious festival, the shop or the host gives a yellow bag as a return gift, yellow colored cloth bag as a return gift. Now, before the disposable plastic came in, these bags were actually precious collections in every home, because you will not have a lot of bags. Mm-hmm. You will have, say, maybe 4 or 5 yellow bags, and the adults in that house keep that as their treasure. As children, we will not have access to it. Okay, and it's something which is locally made from locally sourced cotton, and even if it gets too bad, the handle breaks down, you could easily stitch it again. So all the modern concepts that we talk about, local sourcing, repairability, reusability. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the life cycle of that yellow colored bag, it gets used to wipe out cloth, wipe out things in the kitchen.
Mm.
So that to me appeared as an entire value that we all should embrace. So we got the name yellow bag to actually promote or talk about all the values around it and not just the product. Yes, so that is how yellow bag happened, and I must admit that it definitely has got aroused the curiosity of a lot of people in around the world just because of the name yellow bag.
Wow. Great. This is really a wonderful journey, and thanks for sharing it with us on Green Talks. And I really liked this portion of yours when you said that it is a value that we can embrace, and it is not just the product. So wonderful. So guys, as you heard that yellow bag, it is inspired by Manjupai, which means a yellow colored cloth bag. And certainly, as Krishnan says, that it has been always been an integral part of Tamil culture, because carrying things, be it a marriage or be it groceries, it happens, everything related to this cloth bag called Manjupai, and which is a yellow colored bag. So I understand that certainly it has a great significance in every household, and you certainly have a lot of memories also associated with it, because of which that you are now running this initiative called Yellow Bag. So Krishnan, I have also read that Yellow Bag has a pioneering program for children, where I think you try to help children to innate their confidence and strengthen their effective decisions by giving them meaningful experiences grounded in reality. Wow, so much in store in the Yellow Bag. So tell us a bit about this education initiative of yours, which is connected to Yellow organization.
So the way we work is we have a central, we work in urban low income communities in Madurai.
Mm-hmm.
And we set up a tailoring unit there where women from local community, they walk and come to this office. Mm-hmm. And they make bags here.
Okay.
So our whole idea is to how to make an impact in a low income community, especially from the women there.
Mm-hmm.
And when we actually started working with the women over the years, we realized that the reason they earn, they base the earning to educate their children.
Okay.
And our center being an open to everybody kind of a center, the children used to come to the center every day after school.
Mm-hmm.
And we were also open to a lot of young people and experts who would come in just to see how we operate and add value to our activities.
Mm-hmm.
So at one point we realized that the children here from the community are not getting the right opportunity that is otherwise available to other children even within the city. Right. A lot of opportunities blocked because of their parents' limitation or because of the limitation of the schools in which they study.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to see how we can make a little difference in those children. And that is what some of the education experts told to us, close friends to us. They also pitched in, and we created a customized curriculum for the children. Close to 200 children are now working at the program. The program basically works on improving the skills and confidence of a child.
Okay.
It's not academically linked, but it is linked to building up the skills and confidence through a program, through a theory called Howard Gardner's Multiple Intelligence Theory.
Okay.
Where it states that every child has, or every adult has 8 areas of intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody becomes special because of the combination of intelligence that we have. Say one person can be an intrapersonal skill set person with naturalistic skill set. So
yeah,
that is a different combination. That person will evolve differently. Another person with the intrapersonal and the vocal skill set will evolve to a different personality.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this program exposes the child to all these different skill areas. Allows the child to himself or herself identify the skill which they are innate in, which is kind of inborn into. And the program also helps them to hone that particular skill.
Okay.
So that we currently run in 4 communities.
Wow. Okay, that's really nice to know. And this reminds me of a quote I had read, that the greatest gift we can give to our children are the roots of responsibility and the wings of independence. And somewhere I feel that Yellow Bag is certainly trying to work on that by exposing kids to different multiple intelligence areas, as you referred to the Howard Gardner, what he has laid the foundation for, and how you are trying to increase their self-esteem of the child. Really, really lovely to know that Yellow Bag holds a lot of other things also in the tiny little cloth bag, which is full of confidence, self-esteem, empowerment for everyone in the society. And listeners, I would like to tell you that Yellow Bag, their office is based in Madichiyam in Madurai. So if you ever are crossing this place or you are nearby Madurai, do visit Yellow Bag Foundation, their office, and try and see how much effort and what all initiatives and work which they are putting in to make society, of course, a better place. So I think 8 years, right, Krishnan, in this initiative, Yellow Bag?
Yes, we started the idea in 2014.
Wow, great. So, so many years into this initiative, and you have turned it into a full-fledged social enterprise, which is certainly based out of Madurai. And you are not only producing cloth bags. When you say you are looking about increasing self-esteem in kids, and when we are talking about how you are empowering hundreds of marginalized women through sustainable employment, I must say that you are doing a great cause, and of course lots of best wishes from Green Talks. So when I just referred about this women empowerment, So you are creating an eco-conscious society, and by creating earning opportunities for women from vulnerable communities. So not only children, but women empowerment is also included in this yellow bag. So would you like to share a bit about this area also, Krishan, about the women empowerment, whatever work you are doing over there?
Yes. So, when we actually started as a young couple wanting to do something, we wanted our knowledge was limited to whatever we have read or we have seen. So first we wanted to, we thought that we would start a tailoring unit in a rural setup. We all feel that rural is a place that we have to make an impact. But when we started, we realized in the rural setup, the needs of the women are quite different. So now there is a production, which is actually an alien thing happening in an agri-based village. If we, even if we are stitching cloth bags there, the village is otherwise tuned to then nature around it, the cows, the hens, the tomatoes that they harvest and all these things. If we bring in, we brought in a different thing, like a tailoring unit, the cloth bag making skills, etc. So a lot of women signed up. But we realized that when there is a need for ensuring quality within a particular time, the priorities of the women in a rural setup are always go back and see how the cows are. If there is some problem with the cow, then the cow actually should be given the priority and not the delivery to the particular customer. Right? Mm-hmm. We initially struggled in balancing this. And as a fallback, we started creating another unit in a urban setup in Madhu.
Okay.
Madhuchiyam is the place which I would say somehow picked it to us. We did not choose. I think the place chose us.
Okay.
So we were looking for a space. We got a space here, and interestingly, we noticed that the women alone, actually from our day one, they started curious about what's happening, and they started coming in. And over a period, we realized there is one particular segment of women who get married between 16 to 20 years, and who have their children and then another children. And by the age of 28 to 30, right, that is when their youngest child starts walking and be independent. So that is when the period in which they also, the financial need in the family also increases. Unfortunately, that is an age in which they are first entering into a job market. That is the first time they are thinking about doing something to earn and bring money to the family. Right? And the current systems, right, even in urban setup, does not actually encourage that, because at that age they have a lot of family responsibilities which they cannot come out full time.
Right? Right.
They are still, their houses are due to the mother being there all the time. Right? And suddenly, even if the mother has to travel, say, 3 kilometers away and go to a shop and work there as a shop assistant. So
right.
It becomes an impossibility for the woman. Right. So we noticed that it is those kind of women who saw a lot of value in a tailoring kind of a sector happening right within their communities. So they started coming to the tailoring center after putting their children for school. And in the afternoon, they go back and visit the elders in the house and make sure that everything is all right. And in the evening, the child comes back from school, says hello to their mother and goes to tuition or wherever. And in the evening, they are back to their home, say within 2-3 hours, within 5 minutes from the workstation to their home. Now, this is a kind of an advantage that if we don't create this kind of an environment, then this segment of women would not have an easy employment to actually look into. And since if they have that access to money, right, which they get here, we see that their power structure in the house transforms. Right? Mm-hmm. They have better say in their house, right? And they are able to prove that I am able to earn and take care of my child. Right? And there is a lot of women who come back and say things like, this is the first time I have bought dresses for my child from my own money.
Wow.
They come back and say that I have come out of my debt, right, which they would have taken for some medical expenses in the past.
Okay.
So that kind of keeps us motivated on two ends. One is the more bags we make, the more beneficial for it is for the planet. And on the other side, the more bags we make, it is more beneficial to create more meaningful jobs for the women around us. So that way I feel that we're super blessed with the purpose, which even at all points we are very happy doing this.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm so glad to know all this journey and yellow bag. It's not just one cloth bag. You are a bundle of empowerment along with even motivating and teaching kids also in it, and bringing a society a good and better change for all to be having the livelihood opportunities and stand confident. This is really wonderful to know that Yellow Bag believes that economic empowerment of women is also a springboard for social empowerment. And I really love that how you started by having that tailoring unit and by providing them the livelihood opportunities. Certainly, you are bringing smiles to those women by giving them a secured livelihood. So, guys, as we just heard, that Yellow Bag focuses on women welfare projects like subsidized community shops, health funds, and even sanitization facilities. And I think, yes, I would like to tell that one, whoever is interested, you can even volunteer, because Yellow Bag, Krishnan and Gauri, they all believe that good things need the support of many people with special skills, and help focused on the areas are always welcome to them. So please feel free to connect. Their mail ID is connect@theyellowbag.org. You can find more details on the blog post which will be connected to this podcast. So guys, do visit this site, do see what good work all Krishnan and Gauri are doing. And Yellow Bag is not just one cloth bag. Certainly it has a lot of eco-friendly benefits, because it's a cloth bag, because it has it is not piling up in the landfills like plastics. But this Yellow Bag is not just one cloth bag. It is full of opportunities. It is full of so many dreams that he is bringing to people. Yes, this dream thing reminds me, Krishnan, that when I spoke to you first time, the best thing which you said was that you really feel that you are a great beneficiary since you began this Yellow Bag journey. And you even pinpointed that in this journey, you feel that it's truly an example for those who are looking forward to fulfilling their dream. Because I think you had mentioned that this was your curiosity which craved path to this wonderful initiative of Yellow Bag. So Krishnan, tell me, if I say, call it as a message or call it as a Yellow Bag Foundation, or people who are looking forward to some curious dreams but are not able to implement them, what will you say about this this journey and this curiosity and fulfilling your dream? How you connect to that?
My whole thing is still in an experiment phase, so I don't think I am an expert to put anything. But if you just to share a few thoughts around it, I think we believe we had few skills, right, which are acquired through our education, and the skills that we belong that we acquired were all because the city gave us, whoever raised us gave it to us. That is multiple people in the city. And we also realize that we all have limited time on our time. Let's do something productive at that time. And the biggest thing is, when we just started, like, we were just two people. And in the journey, the gift is like, there are a lot of people who will believe in the same cause, right? So if you are wanting to start something, I would urge you to start as soon as possible. It might be you alone when you started. But definitely, the idea will get a lot more people's attention. And I, till today, I get to listen to a lot of people who say that this is exactly what I wanted to do, but I couldn't do it for the last 10 years. Now that you are doing, I want to be and I want to support you, I want to be participate with you. And a lot of people have participated in this journey so far. In fact, to be frank, I have not been able to work with a lot of people who wanted to participate, but my own personal bandwidth, I'm not able to. You know, like after the break, you know. And plus, there are a lot of youngsters as we speak. I think I on an everyday basis work with 6 to 8 youngsters here who, at an early stage of their career, have decided that they will work on sustainable area, they will work on something, they should make an environmental and social impact. These are students, these are people who have done MBA from good colleges, who have come from good backgrounds, using which they would have settled anywhere around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted to participate in a journey for a better planet and a better society. I think help is there. I mean, there were times in which I was totally down, and somewhere somebody appears and cheers me up. Right? I think if your idea is good, if anybody who is listening to this, if you really feel that idea is something good for the greater planet, right, then I think you should just start it to help for it.
Right. That's so good of you to say this. And this reminds me of a quote by Charles Nelson Reddy, which says, just get a bag and drop a dream in it, and you'll be surprised what happens. So, of course, Krishnan, the way you said, of course, if you have a dream, if you have a curiosity, if you have a thought in your mind which you feel can be beneficial to environment, to society, to yourself, just don't think. Start, begin. I think I'm sure that support, people, everyone will join you and help you in that journey. So good to know that you are, of course, a motivation to young, the children who are looking forward to these kind of dreams, these kind of thoughts that they want to do in life. I'm really glad to know about this journey of Yellow Bag, which holds not only environmental benefits, but such beautiful thoughts which you both have nurtured and made this Yellow Bag initiative, Yellow Bag organization. A great place where people can stay motivated and think that, yes, we can bring the change. Well, Krishnan, that even reminds me that on your site I had seen wedding bags, and that I was really curious to see, because you had kept a tagline that inspire your wedding guests with earth positive bags, and I really loved it, because I think you you're offering eco-friendly wedding thambulum favor bags in attractive designs which you have on your site if people want to buy. So just when we come back to our main bag thing, just tell my listeners about what all kind of bags you offer and what are the products which you have on your site.
So the bags that we make are very simple, from cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And most customers let us use it for either promoting their brand. So we also do screen printing of the company's logo. So people buy the bag, people print their logo with different, they ask us to print their logo on it.
Okay.
And they use it for events, exhibitions, or any of their promotional activities.
Great.
And there is also a segment which is, so I think most customers who buy from us, some of them buy for promotional activities.
Mm-hmm.
We also do screen printing of our logo in the bag. So they ask us to print their logo on the bag, and they get the bags done to use it as in an event, in an exhibition, or any promotional activity that they do.
Okay.
And the other segment would be people who would use the bag as a packaging bag.
Okay.
There are fashion boutiques selling apparel, jewelry, personal care products.
Mm-hmm.
They also buy from us to give the bag along with their other products that they give. A lot of B2C brands and even independent stores, retail stores, they buy from us. Thambulam is a very interesting thing that happens. We come across a lot of young brides and grooms and their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Who come to us, who sit, spend time with us and design their wedding bags with us. So most people come with the thought that, they want to. They are anyway spending a lot in getting a marriage function.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing, other than the memory, the physical thing that the guest would carry back is the gift that mm-hmm. was given by the host.
Right.
So if the gift is given in a cloth bag, it's not just attending a marriage. After going back, you are actually communicating a message. It's an opportunity to communicate a message to all your participants, all your guests, that you know, you can actually carry back this cloth bag.
Absolutely, absolutely.
A lot of people from various walks of there are customers who are brands, there are customers who are the large corporations, there are customers who are, you know, just an young couple who want to get things done.
Okay.
So we customize for everybody. So, you know, like, it's if they have an idea, we have a bag for them.
Okay, great. So listeners, Yellow Bag is offering packaging bags, garment protector bags, totes, dressing bags, and as Krishnan just referred, that you can have your custom made bags also, in which the digital printing or the other ways will be incorporated. And of course, there is a good demand for cloth bags for events, exhibitions, and marriages. So with this, I take the liberty to say that all those people who are looking for having a good return gift for not only marriages but other functions which happen in family, do try and incorporate buying these cloth bags. And I'm sure that Yellow Bag is always there to help you with your needs. You can have them custom made with all the messages which you want to get printed on it, and make it a habit of using cloth bags instead of lucrative plastic or other material bags, which are certainly a harm to our environment. Because when a bag, especially I will say, when we talk of a cloth bag, it is a reusable bag. And when it is made from materials like jute, cotton, or bamboo, the environment reaps the benefits, because these are renewable materials and they have a quick growth rate. So the plants can be harvested and new crops planted in quick succession. So when you're using and gifting and reusing the cloth bag, you are certainly carrying a message of being a eco-friendly and a conscious consumer who is concerned about our planet Earth, who is concerned about the landfills which is getting piled up of plastic and other material which is not making the Earth a breathable planet. So cloth bags, with their reusable nature, help reduce the amount of single-use plastic, and which certainly only gets discarded into the environments. And the biggest benefit of cloth bags is that they are multi-purpose, which means that you could reduce your plastic use in many areas of your life. And as Yellow Bag is offering, cloth bag is not only for carrying groceries, fruits, or vegetables, but they can be a good gift in your company, in your house functions, or any other possibility or exhibitions or events which you are throwing. This bag can be a memoir, it can be a memorable souvenir for your guests, that yes, you are spreading a message of being an eco-friendly person, an eco-friendly human being. That was really wonderful, Krishnan. Lovely to know about the Yellow Bag journey, that you are not only coming up with cloth bags, but you have lot many positive thoughts behind your organization, with support for women empowerment, and then even enhancing the skills in children. You also have a good motivation and a great part for young people who want to start with their dreams. So I must say that this Yellow Bag is full of opportunities, and I request everyone to please visit their site, go through their products, and make cloth bag a habit, a normal thing in your daily usage. Thanks a lot, Krishnan. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I must say, please convey my thanks to Gauri also. And I really wish from Green Talks loads of best wishes to Yellow Bag, your foundation, and all the initiatives and work which you are doing. Once again, wish Yellow Bag all the best, and please keep doing the great work and keep spreading the positivity. I will finish this talk today with a quote which says, by William Butler Yeats, "Take, if you must, this little bag of dreams, unloose the cord and they will wrap you around." So Krishnan, Gauri, and Yellow Bag are certainly people who are motivating to all the young people, to children and women all around, that yes, dreams can be made into possibilities, and this Yellow Bag is full of opportunities. Once again, wishing you all the best. That's all for today. Panchatattva Girl will be back with more Kisi Kahani and similar positive motivating stories. Till then, keep listening, keep using your cloth bags, keep reusing your cloth bags, buying your cloth bags, and keep listening to Panchatattva Girl. Thank you. Namaskar. Bye-bye.